Good morning. Parents want to protect their children from harm. Although my son is grown, I still have great concern for his well-being and safety. I know that he has problems that I cannot help with, and that makes the frustration even greater. Good parents take every precaution they can, but there is a limit to what we can do. There comes a time as our children grow older when they must assume responsibility for their own safety. God also wants to protect his children from harm. And because he's given us the great gift of independent personality, we too must assume responsibility for our own safety with the ready and willing help of our Father in heaven. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. Philippians 2:12-16. This is what we wish for our children, that you may become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. And this is exactly what God wants for all his children. In this crooked and perverse generation, our children are surrounded by grave dangers, three of which are materialism, immorality, and apostasy. The most fundamental decision man makes is whether he will build his life on temporary materialistic values or on eternal spiritual values. The two roads lead in opposite directions. Do not love the world or the things that are in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away in the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. 1 John 2:15-17. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. Solomon wrote the book of Ecclesiastes to reveal the wisdom that comes from understanding the vanity of living life in mere pursuit of pleasure and possessions. A new pickup feels new for no more than a year. A new house needs maintenance before a decade elapses. A new job becomes old hat within months. Did you know that more than 70% of American marriages begin to break down once the newness wears off? Without a greater meaning, a higher purpose to our earthly activities, life slips back into a rut again and again. So the preacher says at the end, the conclusion, when all has been heard, is this: fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all men. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Friends, God provides us with earthly treasures as tools for working spiritual deeds. 2 Corinthians 9. Our purpose in this life, yours and mine, is to glorify God. If we live with this aim, all we do has meaning. With this attitude comes eternal and internal happiness. Through the centuries, the ship of many a man or woman of faith has been smashed to smithereens on the rocks of immorality. In this crooked and perverse generation, the enemy of God has developed temptation to an amazingly effective art of deception. The moral fiber in our society is hanging by a thread. It has always been the case that when a man determines his own road to travel, he eventually gets himself lost. That is exactly what our nation is doing. If we continue to listen to the voice of liberal thinkers and Hollywood, we will find ourselves further from our planned destination. The Hebrew writer says, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip or drift away from them. Hebrews 2:1. We've been drifting away from God's eternal plan for decades now. The further we drift, the harder it will be for the next generation to understand what real truth and morals are. Listen to the message of God in Exodus 20, verse 5. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, speaking of idols, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Now what is God saying? The results of the father's wickedness will visit the children. In other words, what we do today will have an effect on our children tomorrow. That is precisely why God spoke this to the children of Israel through Moses. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thy eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. Deuteronomy 6, 5-9. He's saying, teach your children my ways. At night and in the morning, teach your children my ways. When you're sitting around the house or taking a walk, teach your children my ways. You see, the most important gift we can give our children is to teach them God's way of living. We must resist what the world offers us and be aware of Satan and his traps. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith. 1 Peter 5, 8-9. Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. James chapter 4, verse 7. Many good religious people will be eternally lost because they did not remain faithful to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, because they departed from the original faith of the New Testament. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning your common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men who turn the grace of our God into licentiousness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Jude 3 and 4. Jesus warned, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? Then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye who work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on a rock. Now everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Matthew 7:21-27. Most religious people worship God man's way, rather than God's way. All such worship is vain and leads to destruction. As Jesus told the pious Jews of his day, hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, these people draw near to me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And now in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Matthew 15:7-9. Apostasy seldom happens suddenly. It results from gradual drifting away from the original form of the Christian faith. Smooth-talking false teachers and false prophets come in and lead people away from the Word of God. Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest we drift away. Hebrews 2, verse 1. Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause division and offenses, contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. Romans 16:17-18. We and our children must strive to become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and a perverse generation, Philippians 2:15. We must withstand and overcome the many dangers to which we are exposed, three of which are materialism, immorality, and apostasy. We here at the North Main Street Church of Christ, we are a Bible-believing people that want to encourage you and help you to achieve what God wants you to be and help you to grow in that area. If there's any way we can help you, would you please let us know? And until next week, may God bless and keep you.